Kumlan Bakamoda, we're up to the Ayin Dal on the base on the bottom of the page. Kochim be kochim. What happens if one carbon got mixed up with other carbonus? So the animal that wandered in was a carbon and min be minna, they were all exactly the same. So you bring them all up and you just say that each carbon, whoever shame me shahu, whoever it'll be for. Freddy Gemara, but how can you do that? How can you get carbon without knowing the identity of the balabas? Every carbon requires the balabas should place his hands on the carbon, and we don't know who that balabas is. Top line, Ein Hayim and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, a carbon nashim. We're talking about a carbon that doesn't require smicha, a carbon of women. A carbon of women does not, if you remember, that the first machlekes we had in Klal Yisrael was whether women are smicha, not smicha in Gemara Chagiga. So we're talking about a carbon of women, Am Mishnah, but there's no smicha. Abul carbon nashim, I'm not what he's saying, but if a attacker would have been men, you couldn't do this. If a carbon mixed up the kabbanis, smicha is ma'akiv. That's what it seems to be saying from you by the balabas. Let me ask a question. Eisrei Abaye, Abaye asked a question. It says, carbon yachid shenis arev b'carbon yachid. What happens if you have a carbon chattas of a yachid that got mixed up with a carbon chattas of another yachid? Or a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur, let's say, from yamtav shenis arev b'carbon tzibur, or chayid with another carbon chattas. Or a carbon yachid with carbon tzibur. Or a carbon of a yachid together with a carbon of a tzibur. For example, the goat of a nasi. And the goat has to be the same carbon. A person only brings a sheep, so how can you mix up, for example, how can you get mixed up with the carbon of a yamtav, which is a goat? Talking about a nasi. A nasi brings also a goat. So let's say the same carbon. We're talking about oil. Shins arv, they all got mixed up. Now we know that when it comes to a carbon chattas, you got to spray on all four walls. The problem is we don't know who the owners are. So, and we learned lechatchila, you have to pay four walls. But he'll paskin, but the evidence, one is enough. One corner is enough. So what you did is, nois and dalad, maton is mikolechavecha. You give four matanas from each carbon that you have over there. You have two carbonas mixed up. Each one, you bring four corners. And so it seems clearly from here that they got mixed up while they were alive, as we'll soon see. And yet, no problem, we proceed. What happened to smicha? We're not talking about here a woman's carbon. We're talking about a nasi, we're talking about a man's carbon. And yet, we have no problem with bringing up the carbon without knowing identity of the owner. And what about smicha? You just said without smicha, it's not a good carbon. If you give matan one, and then yotze, yotze like b'hisil holds. If you give arba mekulin yotze. Now what happens if you gave four from all of them? For example, all the blood got mixed up into one cup.
And you put it in four. And you put it.
Oh yes, yeah, also yotze. You're also yotze.
Why can't you do smicha? You have two people. You don't know which one owns which carbon. Why can't both of them do smicha on both?
What do you mean?
Reuven does carbon A, Shimon does carbon B, and then they swap over.
Because you're not allowed to do smicha on the carbon that's not yours. Because you know, you're being moil and hegdish, you're doing something. It's not my carbon, what am I doing? I'm pressing down with all my keich. Now, if you did four from all of them, or two out of two, which becomes four, you are yates. But medvah amudin, if it's an oiler. But medvah amudin, when are we talking about? Shit is arva chayim. It says clearly, the Braise, it spells it out that they got mixed up while they were still alive. That's when we say all this. Avonis arva shchutin. Let's say they didn't get mixed up until after. When do we say that you need every carbon has to spray on all four walls after the animal got mixed up while they were alive? But if they got mixed up after, they were geshochten, which means all the blood got mixed up in one kais. All you have to do is, all this, all in one cup, just give four matanas and from this one cup. So what do you have clearly from here? But says clearly they were alive when they got mixed up, and yet you could proceed. In other words, we don't care about smicha. Rebbe says, this assumption you make that you make the guy mixed up one cup, you make one matana for all kabbanas, depends if it meets the criteria or the requirement of the amount of quantity of blood. There's enough blood there to satisfy two kabbanas, then if there's less than that, psulit is possible. Tony, we learned. Now, when we say over here, Yachi Dum Yudet Tzibur, when it says, now you're going to tell me we're talking about a carbon of women. But since, now there's no smich about carbon tzibur, but since we're mixing up a carbon Yachi and carbon tzibur, and a carbon tzibur is only men, so the Chayda carbon Yachi must be talking about men as well. His answer is, Tzibur has no smicha, so we have no problem with the carbon Tzibur. Our problem is carbon yachid. And we're going to assuming that the carbon Tzibur is made up of men, because women don't have to give off the shekel, no, that's only men. So carbon yachid is only men. The Koryach is only men, and yet that means he needs smicha, and yet the cousin. Sigmar says, Tony, Yochi, do mitziva, matzi, but Gavri is men, af Yochi, Gavri is also men. That's the kasha by asked. Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, but Tizbal asked a question. Homit Taratzihi. Yeah. So Rabbi says to Rabbi, you think you explained the Braisa well? You think you explained the Braisa well? Hunterasi, the Tony, when it says in the Braisa Bamedra, Murim Krishna's Arvu Chayim, when is it talking about when they got mixed up while they were alive? Avon is hard, but you told me that if they got mixed up when they were Shchutin, you can mix them all in one cup, it's no problem. Mali Chayim, Mali Shchutin. What's the difference if we don't know who the owner is? Just like we have a problem with this, with the smicha, we have a problem with the zrika. When you're being zaydik, you don't know who you're being zaydik for. Why is the shchutin any better? You're telling me that we have a problem with Chayim because you don't know which animal it is when you're doing smicha. Who the balabas is, nu, and zrika is, why is that better? You also have to know when you're zaydik a chattas, you have to know who you're being mechaper. Yeah, and so you have the same problem. So what's the braisa? So therefore, even though you think you found a raya to shlug up over here, what Rabbi Yosef said, who said that karban anoshim you cannot do, and here you see clearly you do, you still have a problem even according to yourself. And if the dead, how can you mix them together? So obviously you're going to have to give a tellus in the braisa, the same tellus you give the braisa for yourself. We're going to answer that our debt, Rabbi Yosef. And goes like this. When it says chayin, it doesn't necessarily mean alive. It means, when do we say that you need four matanas from every single carbon? So it's arvo shchutin, ke'ein chayim. When do you see need, that the shchutin are mixed up? Just like when animals are alive, get mixed up. You have two independent animals, just so you don't know who's whose. So when we say shchutin, that you have to spray from each one, we're talking about it's like two separate cups. And there's two completely different arvo shchutin. And the problem is not so much, the problem is more when they're all mixed up in one cup. How can you mix it two balabatim? There's arvo shchutin ke chayim because two separate cups. Aval bekoilil, but if taka's all in one cup, and then.
Boil, it says here, I think, with the base. It says you all say with the
cup. Beboil, sorry. Aval beboil, but if they're mixed up in one cup, when did it get up? When was it a problem? After it got mixed up. So therefore, when you shechted it, there was no problem. And when you took the blood in the cups, there was no problem because it was two separate animals, so it was never mixed together. When did they all get mixed together? Only afterwards, before you had a chance to do the zika. So you already did the shchit, you already did the smich, and so on and so forth. No, he said, Dal Matan, the Kulun. That's when you learn that they're all mixed up together in one cup after you already did the shchit, after you did the smicha. And only now, so when the Mishnah says over here, Chaim, it doesn't mean Chaim, it means Shchutin Ke'ein Chaim. It means there were separate cups. And then the separate cups is no problem. And then he said, but it got mixed up in one cup. So Chatchila, you give four from one cup. Im Nosim Matan, Achal Kulun, Yotzi Yayetze. And Rebbe says, Rebbe says, no, you cannot automatically assume it's good enough unless there's enough blood in that cup for two kabbalas. Rebbe holds as a shear, a quantity, how much you need for the cup, otherwise not yaitza. I'm talking about if you have the mechatas prepared, set aside to sprinkle on people, and a little bit of other water got mixed in. Questions, can you use it or not? Avleza says you have to spray twice, so one of them might be the water that fell in, but the other one definitely is the mechatas. So that means, according to Avleza, it does not need a shear. Since we can use the mechatas as an ayah, because maybe in both sprinkles there's a little bit of the other water mixed in there and very little of the real, of the genuine mechatas there, is an ayah as long as a drop of the mechatas included, that's good enough. You don't need a shir. Hazo koshu metaheres hazo ain letzich hazir shir. So we see from the clip here. That there's no amount by Hazah, and we're going to learn the same things by Zrika. What's a chilek Zrika on a person or Zrika on the Mizbech? That there's no shear, and how can you tell me Rabbi holds you need a shear for, you know, only there's enough blood there for two kabanas? Why? Machta kosher, machta posel. We don't care if half of it is kosher, half is posel, or even less, as long as you have a little bit of kosher, it's good enough. So what I answer, it's not a problem. Lizvar of the Rabbi Lezer come. All Rabbi is doing here is explaining Rabbi Lezer, not that he personally holds the way. Or Rabbi Lezer, not that he personally holds his way. Or he by saying Hazor l'chud sin l'chud. How can you compare Hazor over there on the Mechatos to a person? And putting on the Mizbech. Just because over there you don't need a shir, over here you do need a shir. Simple as that. Next case in the Mishnah was this Arvu Bebchayr and Meiser.
This whole thing with Smith, we've learned all sorts of issues with Kabbalah, you know, getting mixed up and whatever, yeah. And so on and so forth. And Smith is one of the processes.
That's right. But all the other Kabbalahs, we said contract the moon, we don't do anything with it. It's the only one that we do something directly with the Kabbalah.
I didn't even talk about something, whatever.
It was not Negeya. It wasn't the gayer because we sold the animals a mum, and with the money we bought a new animal.
No, so just as part of the normal process, it doesn't ask the question, what happens if somebody's two chatois got mixed up before they did the smicha?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even ask that question.
Okay, because it's included, yeah. What about this arvu bepchoyd and meiser? What about if it got mixed up in a pchoyd and got mixed up with a meiser? Kotchi got mixed up with a meiser. So what you do is you let them have a mum, but a pchoyd and meiser you cannot be pchoyd. All other animals we say just you know sell it, redeem it, and with the money buy a new animal. But you can't do that pchoyd meiser. Pchoyd meiser with a mum is still only a coin. Can you? It still belongs to the coin. You cannot be pchoyd. So we said was that you treat the other animals just like the pchoyd and meiser. That means it can be eaten, but. You're paid all the other animals. You're not paid the b'chor ma'aser, but we don't know which one you were paid. So all the animals have to be treated like b'chor ma'aser, that when you redeem it, you sell it. You don't sell it by the exact weight. You sell it with an assessment. You're not allowed to sell it by itlis, because a b'chor cannot be treated as if it's a commodity. So you have to be a little bit more dignity. So even though Hegdish is going to cost money to Hegdish, because when you sell something by the pound, you make more money than if you sell, okay, the animal's worth $100, but if you sell each individual pound, or whatever, kilo, you'll make more money. But it doesn't matter. You have no bread. It says the Gemara, Amar Abchoyr LeBei Shammai. Abchoyr according to Bei Shammai, that even though the Abchoyr today is Man Hazeh, and it has a mum, you know, the Kohen can eat it, Ein Ma'achilin L'Nidai, you still treat it as if it's a Abchoyr, but all the Kedusha the Abchoyr has, you're not allowed to feed it to a Nida, a woman a Nida. What about Tumurasi Mao? I have a number of questions regarding if you swap that Bukhari to another carbon. Well, Yahoo, Tumurasi, Kaidja, Pazik said that they should both be Kaidjas. Does the Tumura take on all the dinim of the Bukhari or is it a step less? Do we say, question number one, do we say also that the Tumura cannot be eaten by a Nid? Number two, Bukhari ain't a Nid, the Bukhari can never be redeemed. Tumurasi Mao, what about the swap? Can it be redeemed or not? Number three, Bukhari ain't a Nishkul, Belitra, you don't sell a Bukhari the normal way by the pound, by the measurement. If he wants to sell it, you only sell an assessment. The question, what about Tumurasi?
Is this
Tumurasi
where the person calls it
more?
Here, the
Tumura
is because.
No, the Kohen called it a Tumura. He says, this should be a Tumura for the Bukhari, and the Din is both Kaidish. So the question, Tumurasi Mao, can you go ahead and redeem the Tumura? Can you go ahead and sell it by the. By the
I thought the
Kedusha
of a
Bechayr
is a... It is,
but the question is...
It's only on that
animal. The Tumurasa, every animal, you set aside an animal, yet you said this animal should be like that. The Tumurasa gave a concept that it's Chal. Omar, Rabbi says, Rabbi, I'll answer you. So the question is basically, this one has all the dinim of Bechayr not. I'll answer you, Tanya, we learn Bechayr and Meiser, Meshahumu, Bechayr and Meiser, after they have a moon, Oisin Tumura, you could make a Tumura, and even though it's wrong, with Tumurasa and Kiyetzeban, and they have all the same dinim, clear. Another question, what about Hitfis B'chay? The Kohen took the B'chay and he said, you know what, I'm donating the B'chay to Bedek HaBayis. After I had a moment, he said, I'm donating the Bedek HaBayis. So we're going to sell it, and the money will go to the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ushi Yishka B'lizim. What's the Shailia? If you're going to sell it by the general assessment, Hegdish is going to lose that money. Now it belongs to Hegdish, not just a private Kohen. Hegdish can make $200 if you sell it, you know, by the pound, and now it's only making $100 because you're selling it, you know, like a whole thing, whole animal. Do we say the Hegdish? Do we say the Revach of Hegdish is supersedes any other concerns that we have? Or we say no, a Bchayr is a Kedish, a holy animal, and the Torah does not want you to sell it by the leader, even if it comes at the expense of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, because a normal Psulei HaMikdashin, the din is you sell it by the pound. The din is you maximize the amount of money you have to bring another carbon that's you know, much better. So what about over here? coming here. This arv will be said. Now, Mishnah clear. This arv b'chayr ma'aser. If you have other carbons that got mixed up with the b'chayr with the ma'aser, you wait till they have a mum, and you redeem all those kabanas. But how do you redeem those kabanas like a b'chayr and ma'aser? Which means you sell it by the full animal. I hate that you're losing that money. is a raya clear that even though Hegel loses money, because maybe it's a b'chayr, and you got to treat it with dignity. Yiru anchi yistayvu, you let it wander about until the contract tamum, b'yoichlu, kipchayru kemaiser, lav lememra, don't worry, like b'chayr maiser, it doesn't mean to say, the eino nishka b'litra, does not go by the leader. Even though Kasmai to Hegdish, Rav Huna says, "Mother, I want you to know that Rav Huna and Rav Chizkiya were Tamidi Rabbi Yemir. They were students of Rabbi Yemir. Amri, they said an interesting word. They said, me domi, how can you compare? Hosam shtei kedushas, shtei gufin. Over there, in the case of our Mishnah, you have two animals. You have an animal that's a b'chayr. You have another animal that's kedush that got mixed up together. So therefore, just because, you know, Hegdish is losing money, but what's right, maybe it's a b'chayr. It's not part of Hegdish. And the b'chayr is not allowed to be sold b'litra or b'itlis. Oh, fine. But in our case here, it's one animal. The animal is a b'chayr. He donated this very animal to the Beis HaMikdash. And you have a conflict now. On the one hand, it's a b'chayr. You have to treat it in a certain way. On the other hand, this very animal belongs to the Medica Bayis. And we want to maximize the amount of money. So therefore, it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Maybe in this case, Hegdish does override the needs of a b'chayr. Therefore we say, just because Hegdish can lose his money, but the other animal, the boz b'chayr, do with that. And since it's a safi, we have to treat it dignity. Mask Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Ma. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi has a question. Ma ilu, what would be the din? Ilu Amar hivduli b'chayr. I said, I don't understand your question. Ilu Amar, if you would have said hivduli b'chayr, I want you to redeem my b'chayr. She tfisu lebedek habayis. Now we know a b'chayr cannot be redeemed. What happens? He says, I just donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and let's redeem it so we can make a lot of money to the Beis HaMikdash. Klum shaymin loy. Will we listen to him? Hivdu rachman shaymin loy. What's that? Olive. So what if it comes at expense? And what's your question? The Taylor says he can't do something just because it's going to cost money to raise money. Therefore, what? What's your question? The Gemara is saying here, of course he cannot redeem it. The pasuk is kula sivda. Our question was how you sell it. That doesn't say him in the Torah whether you sell it by the leader or you sell it by the whole animal. This is the Chachamim came along and said that this is a dignified way of doing it. So our question was clearly, do we forego that hidur of not selling it in the shlachtos or not selling it by the leader when it comes at the expense of the base of midrash? That's our question. So what's it have to do with if a guy says let's redeem it once against the offer of the pasuk of Torah? Elam Rabami, this is what I'm trying to say. When the Koyin donated to the Beis HaMikdash, he only was able to go donate to his own rights. What are his rights in this animal? Is he allowed to sell it by the pound? No. So therefore, how can the Beis HaMikdash get something that he didn't have in the first place? Where did he get that question? In the case of the B'chayr, you said, but better Kabayis, they cannot sell it by the pound to maximize the money because that they don't own that right in the animal. Simple as that. It says in the Mishnah that all the animals get mixed up except for chattas and asham. Why can't the chattas and asham get mixed up? Because Moro explained, a chattas is a female and an asham is a male. Hard to get mixed up. Says the Gemara, Mishnah chattas v'asham the high zocher behind the cave. Nu chattas v'oila nami. It's the same thing. A chattas is a female, oila is a male. So why are you only limited to asham? What about an oila? Says the Gemara, you're right, but there are certain kabbanas that could be mixed up. Ika, there is the seir from a nasi, the goat of a nasi.
That's a zocher, isn't it?
Sorry?
The
seer nosi is a zocher, isn't it? Seer nosi, yeah. And it's a chatos, so therefore it can get mixed up. You can have a chatos, a male. Says the Gemara, high seer, high tzemer, how can you mix them up? That isn't a. Sorry, Gemara says, oil nami, there is a seer nosi. So the Gemara says, so you can mix up. So the Gemara says, The Gemara asked a question. What about chattas and oila? Why don't you say the same thing? He said, no, because there is a chattas that's a male, which is a nasi. Therefore, it could get mixed up in another way. We were looking for, we didn't want to mention because it is a male one. Nu a bazei, what's that? So the chayda so hakin that makes up. If you cannot mention osham and oila because one is because there's a seir of a nasi, which you could mix up. So you have the same problem with an osham. Oshim is a male, and you tell me a chatz, a blanket rule that a chatz is never is a problem with an Oshim, when in fact there is, by the Seira of a Nasi, which is a chatz and it's a male. Says, no, 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 that you cannot mix up. An Oshim and a chatz of a Nasi you cannot mix up. Why not? Because high Seira of a high Tzemer. Over here is a goat that has no wool, and by an Oshim it's a ram. A ram has wool, and therefore that you cannot mix up. Yeah, that's right, yeah. What about a carbon Pesach, which is a male? And why? But so what? They're both male, but they can't mix them. You know why? Because the age difference. High ben shonim, high ben shtei shonim. A Pesach has to be young, and an Oshem has to be older. So therefore, you can't mix up. This is a year old Indian. This is a much older. No, there is an Oshem nozir, Oshem etzeda. You have an Oshem Noz and Oshem Etzayda, and over there it's an Oshem that's only a year old. So since you kind of make a blanket rule that all Oshemas are 2 years old, you won't mix up with the Chatz, because there are some Oshem that are a year old, like by a Noz and Etzayda, they wouldn't mention it. Or Ika, sometimes you cannot tell the difference between a 1 year old and 2 year old. Ika ben Shon and the Medrash Shon, you have a 1 year old look at 2 years old. And Ika ben Shtayin, the Medrash Shon, and then you have a 2 year old looks like 1 year old. So you can't make an ironclad rule like that. So the Mishnah. What about an Oshem shenis arev b'shlamim? What do you do for an Oshem which can only be eaten by day and by night? Gets mixed up with a shlamim, can be eaten 2 days and 1 night. What do you do? Rav Shimon Oymer, and where do you shecht it? Because you remember, an oil is in the north, shlamim can be anywhere. Rav Shimon Oymer, Shimon says, and how many sprinkles do you do? Rav Shimon says, shnoi yemishchetu b'tzofim, they both are done in the north side. V'yoichlu k'chamashim, and you eat at the stricter limit, which is only 24 hours. Omrulai, they said to him, so you're telling me to proceed with the carbon, but it does be machman, a limit the amount of time you can eat. Says the Gemara, and a lot of chumras, kachar kachim can only be in the base of Mikdash, only by males, and so on and so forth. A mavian kachim the base of, so we have a rule, you're not allowed to limit the time you can eat kachim, because you're making it possible that it should turn into noiser left over and be even aveda. So that's one they argue with him. Then what about this arbu chatiches? Bechatiches kotche kotchim. Chatiches of a shlomim got mixed up with the chatiches of a kotche kotchim. Ube kotchim kali of kotche kotchim kotche kali. Hanechol yemechem nechoshne yom elaylo. Here, everyone agrees that yoichlu kuchamish behen. Everyone agrees. No other takana. What should you do? You can't let it wander about till it gets some moon. What can you do over here? So if everyone agrees that you have to eat like the Chumash Shabbat, says the Gemara, so we'll introduce the principle that you're not allowed to be in Kachin by Sapsul. Says the Gemara, Tani Tanaka made the Rav, we learned it before Rav, Shvi is, when it comes to Shemitah, Ein Loichim B'Dameh Trumah. That when the money is Shemitah and you're buying food to go eat in Shalayim, do not buy Trumah. Why? Because you're limiting, you are limiting the time that you can eat. Trumah itself can eat forever. But by using Shemitah money, you have to finish using it by a certain time. You have to finish using it before Pesach, before Zman Abir. And therefore, you bring Kachil Beis Apsul. You're imposing a time limit, which could be that you might forget, and then you'll be Oyv and Aveda. Or you might force it to have to destroy the Truma in the world. And we don't want that to happen.
So is that even if you sold the Shvi's at your cost?
It makes no difference. This is Truma from the year 654321, so there's no time limit. By when you eat Truma?
Yeah.
Forever. And you're going to use money from Shemitah for that you swap
so
Shemitah for money.
Is Chalom,
that's right.
What did you sell Pale Shvi's but with no profit?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, Achlo, yeah.
Kedusha goes onto the Truma.
That's right. Onto the money,
so
which now goes onto Truma.
New restrictions on this Truma.
Exactly. We don't want that. Based on the Mishnah. Yeah. He doesn't care. He says, he says, I don't care if I'm going to limit. Go ahead with the carbon and bring it down from 36 hours to 24 hours. I have no problem with that. So obviously, the Rav's din is not Rav Shimon. Let's go to everybody. Omalu, he said to him, no. Love Dafka. I feel the table of Shimon. Hani mili di oven. Oblachatchilaloi. Rab Shimon is made that the chatchila you shouldn't go ahead and limit time. Chatchila takes shmita money and buy trum with it. What's Rab Shimon's case? It happened to be that two animals got mixed up: a kachik kalam and a kachik kachim. What do you do now? You have no bereidus. Rab Shimon said This is the process. But over here, you're talking chatchila to go ahead and use shmita money to buy trum. That you're not allowed to do. You tell me the not. Ace, by the way, has a question. It says, Kulan, and all of this is a koinin ashoyin lishanas bachilasa, and all of the things the koinin allowed to change the eating echlon shluyin. He's allowed to eat the food himself. The kochim wants it to eat the any way he wants. Right, he's allowed to eat it shluyin. He can roast it, shlukin, stew it, musholin, and cook it. Velosis the teich tavli chulin v'tavlin truma. You're allowed to put into the spices of chulin, a bunch of spices of truma. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Now, l'chayda, how can you put spices of truma in there? You just limited the truma itself. You can eat forever. And now, because you put it into the carbon, you have to eat it by the same time as the carbon expires. Amalei hanach l'trumas tavli bon. Don't bring me a question here. When do we say ein mevin kachim v'psul l'raisa? Don't put in a situation that Mahataydah, you're going to have to consume it by a certain time, like Shemitah. Over here, spices is the Truma spices is only Medrabanan. Mahataydah spices is only the three things, wheat, wine, and oil, or Pelis. But spices, which are herbs, you definitely don't have to give Truma Mahataydah. It's only Medrabanan. Medrabanan, we're not going to be Geizer, you know, like a double Gzeda here and say, okay, I don't want you to bring Kachel base of soul.
So who was the Hanachle? That was Rava answering?
Say it again?
Who, this Hanachle, loves up with dine Truma in the top. Who was that? That was Rava?
It says here, Omer Rabban, very common Rava. I think it's supposed to be for Rabbi Yosef, what does it say here?
No, because it was
Tom. Rabba, for Rabba. It's Rabba. This discussion took place in front of Rabba, and the Rabbanon, whoever the Rabbanon were, asked the question to the teacher. Abaya, so Rabba answered, right? Rabba answered, it comes along Abaya and asks the question to Rabba. You think Abaya only asked questions to Rabbi Yosef? He challenged Rabba as well. Very interesting discussion the next day here. You'll see between Abaya and Rabbi Yosef. We'll see you tomorrow.